All right, welcome to our deep dive today. We're going to be talking about a phrase you use all the time, probably, and we're going to be looking at it in a new light, thanks to some fascinating research that you sent in. It's, I can do it.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, so we hear this all the time, right?
All right.
It seems so simple.
It does.
But there's a lot more going on with this phrase
There
than
is
meets the eye.
much more.
Yeah, so we're going to be looking at the research.
Okay.
You send over some really cool stuff about the impact of this affirmation. And I think we're going to uncover some really cool stuff.
Awesome. I'm excited.
So get ready to reconsider those self-pep talks because there's some serious science behind this stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So let's start with confidence.
Okay.
That seems to be the main thing that everyone thinks of
Right.
with I can do it right.
Yeah.
But one of the things that stood out to me in the research was that repeating, I can do it, is more than just like a feel-good mantra. It can actually rewire your brain, which sounds a bit dramatic.
It does sound a bit dramatic,
All right.
but it's true.
It's true. I mean, so how does that actually work?
So think about your brain like a path in the woods, like a well-worn path.
Okay.
You know, when you walk it over and over again, you make the path more defined. Every time that you have a negative thought or you doubt yourself, you're walking that path and you're making it deeper. But when you start to use affirmations like, I can do it, you're carving a new path, a positive path. And so the more you do it, the stronger that new path
Oh,
becomes.
that's such a good analogy.
And the easier it is to access those can-do thoughts.
It's like training your brain to think positively, like a mental muscle that you're building up. And so it's
Correct.
not just about feeling good in the moment, it's about changing the way that you approach challenges over time.
Absolutely. I like.
Okay, and that totally makes sense.
Yeah.
And I remember reading in some of the research about the amygdala.
Yes.
I believe that's the part of the brain that's associated with fear and
Yeah,
anxiety.
it's like our primal fear center.
And
Yeah.
apparently repeating, I can do it,
Yeah.
can actually like calm
It,
the nervous
yeah.
system.
Yeah, there's a study that I sent you where they had participants use the affirmation before a challenging task, and they showed decreased activity in the amygdala.
Wow.
Isn't that fascinating?
So like literally calming
They're
their
literally calming.
nervous system.
Yes, their nervous system, yeah.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay, so that brings me to something that we talk about a lot on this show, growth mindset. I know
Yes.
you're a big fan
Big fan.
of Carol Dweck's work.
Yeah, she's brilliant.
So how does this idea of I can do it tie into growth mindset?
So growth mindset is the belief that your abilities can be developed. And when you're saying, I can do it, you're basically reinforcing that growth mindset.
Okay.
You're training your brain to see obstacles as opportunities for learning and growth.
So it's not just about like acing that presentation.
Yeah.
It's about bouncing back from failure and using it as a learning experience.
Exactly.
And
Yeah.
that kind of resilience is essential for success.
It is. It is.
So instead of getting discouraged, you're more likely to see a setback as a chance to learn and adapt.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point.
And that's something that I think we could all use more of.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've talked about
Yes.
confidence, we've talked about growth mindset. And the last piece
Yeah.
of this I can do it puzzle is performance.
Yes.
And one of the things that I found so fascinating in the research was that believing in yourself can actually lead to
They can.
better results,
Yeah.
like literally better
Yeah.
outcomes.
Yes, better performance.
So how is that possible?
Well, think about it this way. Imagine a basketball player stepping onto the court thinking, I'm going to miss all my shots.
Right.
That negative self-talk is going to impact their performance. But if that same player steps onto the court repeating, I can do it, they're focusing their attention on their strengths. They're visualizing success. And ultimately, they're more likely to perform better.
So it's like
Yeah, you're pr
setting yourself up
exactly. You're priming your brain
for success
for success.
by just thinking
But
positively,
thinking positively, yeah.
like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
It is, yeah.
Wow, that is so interesting.
It's amazing what our minds are capable of.
This whole deep dive has totally changed my perspective on those three little words.
It's powerful stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's something that anyone can do. It's
Right.
free, it's easy, and the science backs it up.
It doesn't require any fancy equipment or training or anything.
Yeah.
It's really just about
It's about mindset.
tapping into the power of your own
Yeah,
mind.
exactly.
So think about an area in your life where you're feeling.
Yeah.
Maybe stuck or intimidated. What could you achieve?
Yeah.
If you embraced the I can do it mindset.
It's an interesting question to consider.
Yeah, I think the possibilities are truly vast.
I think so too.
All right, well, thank you for sending in this research.
Of course, my pleasure.
I had no idea that I could do it. Had so much power.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So I encourage everyone listening to give it a try.
Yeah.
And see what you can accomplish. All right, until next time.
Bye.
Bye.